This one is going to be titled The Strange Double Negatives That Might Be Tripping You Up, or something along those lines. And this is all about language. It may seem pretty insignificant in the grand scheme of things, what I'm about to share with you. And yet, if we were to look at how everything is pretty much in language, everything is in communication, whatever we express is just as important as what we don't express. But if we don't express anything, we don't get anything we want. And that's where sharing comes in. We have to share our vision with others. Not so that we sabotage ourselves or our goals, but more so that sharing creates momentum. You just never know when sharing your idea with someone might help you find an investor or a collaborator or someone that's going to help you and support you with your project. Now, do we go into conversations with an agenda all the time? My feeling is no. It sounds strange, and I think there's definitely a time and a place to go into a conversation prepared to make a request. And because so often we're just scared of making requests, and if we realized the power that we had and the requests that people would agree to, or at least counter, we would make way more requests than we actually do. What I do believe in is having an intention for every conversation. What is going to be talked about? Why would you go into a conversation with no intention? That is my question to you. Going into a conversation with no intention is for fun. That's not going to move your career forward. That's not going to move your business forward. And in fact, chances are it's not really going to move your relationships forward. You might decide in the spur of the moment to go watch a movie or have a barbecue with friends. And obviously that's valuable time. But open-ended conversations about nothing with no intention tend not to move anywhere. They're fine for entertainment. They're fine for having those types of conversations in your spare time. They're fine for relationship building with friends and people that you're getting to know. But they don't really work for business-oriented conversations, career-oriented conversations, opportunity-oriented conversations. That's where you definitely want to bring intention to what you say, as well as what you don't say. So many years ago, I was invested into a music industry startup, and I was brought on as a part-time digital marketer to help spread the word about that company. And I had a fair bit of success as far as blogging and social media were concerned. It's still kind of the earlier days of social media, if you will. Maybe not MySpace or Friendster. That was kind of going out of style, but Google Plus was still around at the time, so that might give you a bit of an idea. And I remember, like, they brought on another guy, like multiple contractors were brought on, but like we started getting into calls and meetings and communicating to each other. So there's this one guy that they brought on as a contractor, and we had conversations here and there because we're sort of in the same department. I can't remember exactly what it is he brought to the table. It might have been customer service or some other form of marketing that I wasn't doing, but it essentially was, you know, he heard me say the phrase, no problem, a lot. No problem, no problem. You know, the funny thing about no problem, it's, if you really stop and look at it, it's a double negative. And so he pointed this out to me. And at the time I was like, I mean, dude, we're kind of splitting hairs here, aren't we? Like, it's a double negative. Doesn't that make it a positive anyway? I mean, that's the way math is supposed to work. But in language, it actually doesn't. And the reason for that is how our minds or brains interpret language. So actually, it doesn't hear qualifiers. And this is the problem with most people's goals, most people's desires, why they don't achieve them, why they don't get anywhere close to what it is they ultimately want to create. Usually the problem is in the language. They put qualifiers in place. So they say, I want to be with someone who doesn't smoke. No. You don't want to be with someone who doesn't smoke, because doesn't can't be heard by the mind or the brain. So you just ask for someone who smokes, because the qualifier can't be heard. It gets ignored by your brain. So you want to say someone who is healthy. That would help you move towards your desires. Everything else is just habitual. At some point, like, I started to see the wisdom in what was being shared with me, and I realized that I could replace no problem with all good. There's good in that sentence versus problem. Looking at the language once again, if what you say and what you don't say make up who you are, then it really matters that I am saying on a continual basis all good versus no problem. Because if I say no problem all the time, my mind's just hearing problem, problem, problem. Versus me saying all good all the time, my brain is hearing good, good, good. Everything's good. Things are going good. Things are progressing good. I mean, that tends to be how I respond to people who are asking, how are you doing? I'm always good. That's my go-to response now. But it's habitual. In other words, you have to work on it. If you're used to saying no problem all the time, you know, you can choose whatever you want. It doesn't have to be all good, but you might have to train yourself. And it may take some time, because you've been saying no problem all this time, to move over to something else, like awesome or excellent or right. I mean, awesome is slang, and I think it's a word worth studying all its own. You might want to look up the definition and the etymology and what awesome really means before we go around throwing it around. But definitely moving towards something positive, all good, definitely, absolutely. Those are really good terms to use in the affirmative, and that gives people more confidence. Again, communication not being not just what we think about, but what others hear. And so when we generate something, we have to generate it in a way that is also true to our way of being. So you can't say all good, and if you sound like all good, you just sound either depressed or exasperated or like you don't really want to be in the conversation. So if you're going to say all good, like really say it with some enthusiasm, right? All good, all good, all good. That will come across. And so it is in the intention as well. And people say, like, what do you do then when you are feeling horrible and things are not going well? Well, you know, don't lie. The power of language is obviously, like, it's something that needs to be acknowledged here in this conversation, because that's really what we're talking about. But don't lie. Don't lie to yourself and others. And so, in other words, if you're feeling terrible, you say, I'm feeling terrible, but I'm working on it, and I'm really getting better. Something along those lines. It sounds goofy, but you want to train yourself to say that. Or, you know, something bad happens, quote-unquote, and you train yourself to the point where your response isn't like, yeah, just bad, really bad, this bad thing happened. No, it's like, this thing happened, and it's going to be really good, and I don't know how. That is an excellent trained response, and a way for you to stay out of the emotional trauma, or really the emotional element of going back and forth on, you know, this thing happened, and I feel terrible about it. No, acknowledge it, right, first of all. But also acknowledge that within every challenge or problem or issue, there is the seed of a breakthrough. You just got to be willing to look for it. And importantly, have conversations. Because speculating with others and brainstorming with others is sure to help you come up with solutions and a different perspectives and way of looking at things. We all have different perspectives. I've talked about being in an echo chamber before. Well, we all benefit from different perspectives. So let's start paying attention to the double negatives, right? What sort of negative goal setting have we been doing that actually doesn't help us get what we want? Like, I want to stop smoking. Oh, well, that one may work. What would probably work better, though, is if you said, my new goal is to smoke one cigarette per day. Like, if you were smoking 5 per day, you say, my goal, stated in the positive, is to smoke one cigarette per day. Your mind or your brain can interpret that. It makes sense. And so you've set a positive goal rather than a negative goal. But especially watch out for the double negatives, because The brain can't interpret them in the way that you think it can. It does not hear the qualifier. It's not going to hear not or don't or isn't. So when creating goals and when you're languaging this stuff in emails and your communication in general, state them in the positive and see how that makes a difference for you.
Unlock the secrets to skyrocketing your productivity, boosting performance, and maximizing profits with my latest premium guide, the Productivity, Performance, and Profits Black Book. Tailored for independent artists and entrepreneurs, this comprehensive resource is your roadmap to turning ideas into reality. Say goodbye to abandoned projects collecting dust on your shelves or buried in your hard drives. It's time to bring your vision to life. Grab your free copy of the Productivity, Performance, and Profits Black Book now at davidandrewiebe.com/blackbook. That's WIEBE. Don't miss out on the key to unlocking your success.